Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Mid-Flight Brawl is proudly brought to you by the brand new Hot Off the Presses Limited First Edition Paperback. If You Must Know, patent pending, by the best comedian in Australian history, Luke Heggie, Proprietary Limited. If You Must Know is three of the great man's stand-up hours immortalised in print and expertly illustrated in full CMYK, making this more than just a book. It's a piece of art. Get it sent to your house now. Strictly from lukeheggie.com, TM, or immediately following a live stand-up show. T's and C's apply. Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates over at Heaps Normal with an H. A big old
H. I beg your pardon.
A H. With a H. Heaps Normal, if you don't know them, you should. It's non-alcoholic beer. It's delicious, award-winning, independent stuff. They have got a whole range. The Quiet XPA, that's the world award-winning one. There's a coffee-run stout. There's a half-day hazy. They're flying. It is good stuff.
There's always something cooking. There's something cooking over there now. I've been sworn to secrecy, but spoke to the boys. They said there's a big thing coming out.
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't send the merch yet, but they did send the email. If you're listening, lads, same address.
Get ready. So get ready. There's always something over at heapsnormal.com. If you want to have a break from the booze or just have a break from the old full strengths on a big night out, get your lips around a Heaps Normal. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia and help the boys out here at MFB HQ.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
on the floor to sleep? This bitch keeps talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Sorry, mate. I believe it's author Luke Heggie.
Author, yes. B-Bus, Ons, author.
Thankfully for my mum, Karen Cody, she's out at the sweatshop. Normally she's the one locked in the basement at MFB HQ, sending out all the goodies around Australia and around the world. But yep. You've got your boy onto it.
Yeah. I've got a stack of books. I've already bubble wrapped them and signed them. And he's got to take them to the post box. Every day I sent through the orders, away it goes. It's good stuff. It's a good system because I'm away.
Beautiful.
That's why.
You went and picked it up from a Central Coast, New South Wales dock in the middle of the night in a white van.
Yep.
Nothing sus. Just a few thousand copies of If You Must Know, your new book out now.
It's been going all right, actually. Bunch of you have snapped them up.
Yep.
And like you say, piece of art. It's not just a book. It's a piece of art.
Yes.
So get into it if you can, because I've got a lot of fucking books sitting in our house in boxes. And I'd like to not have them for too long.
Yeah.
Makes you unpopular.
Those chopped down old growth forests aren't going to move themselves. You've got to get onto lukeheggie.com. You insisted on it being old growth forest paper,
I did.
I like.
Yeah. But the packaging is fully sustainable, if you're worried about that.
Fully sustainable bubble wrap.
Yeah. Well, you reuse it. It's a stress sheet or something. Yeah, it's there for recycling. Wrap something up, send it back. I don't know. Do what you want.
Hey, it's not just your book, though. You're you are launching your book all around this fine nation of Australia. Where are the book launch dates?
There's one this Saturday. Not a lot of people coming in Adelaide. Get along to that if you're there. John Schumann is a special guest at that one. 16th of March, 4:45 at the Howling Owl. Then 6th of April, Melbourne, Greek Centre. May the 4th,
be with
6th
you.
Of April, yep. Sorry, I should say, is special guest Oscar Ginsburg. May the 4th, special guest Nicholas Jeffrey Cody. Oof. In Perth.
Well, mate, I was hanging out with Emma Memma this morning, formerly known as Emma Wiggle, and I put a photo up on Instagram story. She was in on our show, and a few MFB listeners straight away, is this who you're working on your kids' book with?
Yeah. Is her name Emma Emma? Is that what you just said?
No, Emma Memma.
That's a name.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's not her actual name. Her name's Emma Watkins, but
the
performing name, Emma Memma.
Oh, righto. Okay. Just encouraging stutters in kids, are we now? Is that it?
Her Instagram account, I saw she followed me, is Emma Memma Emma, which is, I don't know how she's gotten followers. That's, she's really making it hard to find her on the internet.
People mean it. So she's not a wiggle. Well, she's a wiggle.
No, she was a wiggle. She was the yellow wiggle. Your kids may have been too old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what wiggles you copped. But
I've never seen a frame of the Wiggles.
Oh, really?
Not once.
They're actually good.
I'm sure.
The Wiggles and Bluey. Australia's put those out. They're really, punching above our weight.
Yeah.
When it comes to kids' entertainment.
Wow.
Bluey in particular is fucking grouse.
Even more so when NJC is farting through the forest with a lion and a mouse comes out. Series.
Mate, you put on Bluey, the cricket episode, if you don't tear up, fuck me, you are dead set not human.
Is it at the Gabba?
I believe there's a bit of the Gabba at the very end.
Yeah, okay.
No spoilers. It's only a 7-minute episode. Bluey cricket. Good ebb.
Oh, on cricket, any New Zealanders listening, a heartfelt sucked into you for yesterday's effort.
By the way.
Carrot got dangled. See ya.
Fuck it. Wouldn't even know what happened. Who cares? Honestly, I was at a pub, Great Northern Hotel, down in Melbourne on Sunday for UFC 299. Every screen is on UFC 299. One lone screen in the corner had the cricket on for about 5 minutes, I think, until it just got shouted off.
Oh, right. No one was watching it.
Cover this whole wall in fights.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is at the pub to watch Australia versus New Zealand? Yuck.
Yeah. I would have been.
I can picture you turning up in like an old Australia A jersey or something and insisting that the one TV just stays on the cricket to ruin the whole vibe.
I know a guy who went into a pub with a universal remote control and turned off the Melbourne Cup one time.
Pretty good. Oh, that is excellent. I've been, and I'm sure you have as well. Have you ever been a part of during the Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up? Go and see Heggie's new show, Grogan. He's only doing it 42 times, so be there.
43.
Sorry. God, you've stepped up this year.
Yeah.
I've been a part of late night shows at the infamous Exford pub.
Yeah.
Where they have just stopped an AFL game halfway through the final quarter. Comedy's on now.
Yeah.
And the people already didn't want comedy.
Yeah.
Then they really, really didn't want comedy. Fucking brutal stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've done similar out in the country or something. They turn off the greyhounds, announce comedy. It's a bad time.
Well, I couldn't believe it during the thing that you thought was made up, COVID 2020. I was up in Bris Vegas, and Brisbane were in the prelim final of the AFL, and a mate and I were on Caxton Street trying to see the game, Brisbane versus Geelong, I think it was, to get into the grand final.
Was the game on there as well?
It must. Yeah, I think all the games are up in Queensland pretty much.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get tickets to it. But trying to get a pub to put it on.
Why?
Like the Broncos weren't in the finals or anything, so there's no reason as to why the AFL shouldn't be on.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, what?
Just spite.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Annoyed.
Man, hope everyone's surviving the heat. It's been real hot over here in Adelaide. I've been out of my bum. He's sweating through about 5 shirts a day here. It's no good. Ass butter.
Oh.
It's so hot. It's awful.
Man, I did the unthinkable
on Monday, and I took my family to Chadston because it was fucking 39 degrees here. So we went to Chadston, the fashion capital. Mm-hmm. Eggie, a little bit of trivia for you. Largest shopping center in the Southern Hemisphere.
Is it?
Largest car park in the Southern Hemisphere.
My childhood, that mantle used to belong to Indooroopilly.
Oh, really?
I'm very proud of that in Brisbane. Indooroopilly, Westfield Indooroopilly.
Yeah, I've been to that.
Biggest shopping center in the Southern Hemisphere. So.
I've been to that one, and Chadston absolutely shitted in.
Yeah, of course.
On the size of this joint. It is, Matt. Yeah. It's the whole suburb. I know people live in Chadston, technically, but if everyone knows your suburb just as a shopping center, the shopping center is fucking massive.
Oh, same as Bondi Junction. I think it's.
There is
no one lives there.
It's just Westfields.
Yeah.
That's but I took them there. We went to Legoland, which the kids thought was absolutely grouse. But
they didn't want to go, but you insisted. Yep.
Mate, aircon. Let's get in, boys. But they loved it. They had a ripper time. But the rule still applies. As I turned up, it said, if you're here and you're not accompanying
said that.
Anyone under the age of 17, you'll just get your ticket refunded
and
sent on your way.
Great. 17, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
I'd say 10. That's, you know, teenagers. Do teenagers play Lego if they're normal ones?
Nah, they do sport.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's probably a sport now. BMX is in the Olympics. Lego.
Lego will be in the Olympics soon. Yeah.
Or 2048 or something. That'll be in the Olympics. Legos.
Fucking video games will be there soon enough. All right.
Hey, before we get into the episode, and it's another absolute cracker, if you're watching on YouTube, apologies. We're still not recording these intros when we're not in the same room. It's just not, it's not worth it. You don't have to see our heads in some fucked Airbnb and my messy spare room. So until we sort that out, the full episode, though, the episode coming up is in video. If you want to check it out, get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. But each week, Heggy, you've got a Zoom background with a grim past. This looks like Oklahoma City bombing or something. That is a decimated building.
Yeah.
What's happened here?
It's big. We're talking 1986. Yeah. Should give you a hint.
Is that first? Nah.
It ain't North America.
Oh, it's here. Australia, is it?
No.
Oh, Chernobyl.
Yes.
I've seen that roof before.
Where is it?
Where is it? Ukraine or Russia? Yeah.
It's Russian. It's or is it Ukraine? Is it still USSR at the time?
Yeah.
Might be Ukraine now. Anyway, who cares?
Mate, that USSR. The limited series there on HBO, Chernobyl, fucking great. And have you ever seen it?
No.
Mate, brilliant. But they've just let them all have whatever accent they want.
Yeah, I like that.
But it's so funny. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, okay.
Airbar gum. Something's up and down at Chernobyl.
Oh, right.
Hold on. I don't know if this bloke's Russian.
Is the setting like an international group of people living there or something?
No.
Okay.
It's just, it's pretty much like, hey, we don't have time for you all to learn a Russian accent and we don't want it to sound shit.
Yeah.
Just however you talk, say the lines in that accent.
Yeah. Well, didn't Sean Connery was just Scottish his whole career, wasn't he? Wasn't he in charge of a Russian submarine at one stage in a movie?
Scottish. Love it.
It's pretty good. So fuck off. Can't get a Russian to act if you don't want me. See ya.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
And I've said before, I love Denzel Washington movie. Love Denzel. Yeah. Could be my favourite actor because I don't look at him
act.
As a character anytime.
Yeah.
I just think it's what's Denzel up to this time, you know?
He's wiping his mouth and you know, strutting. There's a lot of that.
Mm.
And saying, my man, and that's it. I wouldn't mind being an actor if that's all you had to do too.
Doing his little chuckle. You know, he's having a great time. Chernobyl, though, I read about it and then saw that series. It's always one of those things you think, oh, just a nuclear power plant blew up. The amount of fuck-ups for that to occur, there were so many fuck-ups.
Yeah.
It's never one thing.
There were some Chernobyl kids who ended up in Australia afterwards. And I used to babysit this family up the road from us, and they had a Chernobyl kid staying with them for a bit, billeted there. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But all the jokes came in, obviously. Make him walk past the television, see if you can change channels, that sort of thing.
Does he light up at night? Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
How was he? Fine?
Yeah, he's all right. I mean, I don't know. Couldn't. He was talking gibberish, so who knows?
I love
it. Hadn't bothered to learn English.
Chernobyl kid. We've got a Chernobyl kid staying. Before we get into the app, midflightbrawl.com, the 2024 Sky Gronks Tour on sale now. Melbourne and Perth, only a handful of tickets left. Brisbane, you've done it again. Our midday show on May 11th is sold out at Good Chat Comedy Club. So we've added a second show, 2 p.m. Brisbane, May 11th. The tickets are flying out the door up there in the Sunshine State. We'll also have up on the Patreon right now early access tickets for some other cities that we'll be announcing on here next week.
Beauty.
Shall we get into the app?
Yeah, mate.
One more plug for your book, Heggy.
Oh, If You Must Know, out now at retailers. Well, that'll mean lukeheggy.com.
If You Must Know, patent pending. Best comedian in Australian history, Luke Heggy, Proprietary Limited. lukeheggy.com. Be there. T's and C's apply. Enjoy the app.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate, this week, Ep 209, we're looking at nudes, part two.
Oh, more nudes. More
we've done nudes more before, good. But for this particular era, nudes. American Airlines.
It's nice to have a theme occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. Keeps people interested. Keeps it up vibe and keeps it interesting. 9 January 2022.
Tell you what, this modern era really holding up. I haven't had to play cold case in some time.
We've gone, I don't know, I think they're going to dwindle over time because obviously we're not going to catch up, but we've been through a lot of cold case ones. We need to find some more, but there's not that many.
Yeah.
The recording wasn't as prolific.
People didn't dob.
Yeah, it was less dobbing. No mobile phones.
I sat next to the bloke on the plane who works for CASA, like the Civil Aviation whatever.
Yeah.
And I was telling him about the pod. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm in. He wants to listen to it.
Yeah.
He's a South American dude.
Yep.
And I said, we actually don't get a lot in South America. And he said, yeah, they wouldn't think to tell people.
A lot of hotheads there, man. They'll be fucking screaming at you. I was involved in and a witness to many altercations on buses. So I imagine that goes for planes.
Yeah.
I didn't have the balls to get on a fucking small plane in South America. It somehow just felt even more dangerous than a bus on a clifftop road.
Oh,
that was fucking terrifying.
All those stories where they end up eating their fucking passengers and stuff, eating the other ones, it's always the Andes and the...
Yeah, that's more planes. A bus off the side of a cliff, no one's eating anyone. Unless you get there quick before it all goes off. American Airlines, Seattle to North Carolina. Good old North Carolina.
We're back.
We're going to go there. We're going to go get a sports bar in North Carolina, slay a shitload of buffaloes and eat their wings over a few pitchers of weak, translucent beer.
Domestic draft.
Could be love anything. It. Could be anything. our bloke this week, Adam Alexander Williams, 33. Finally, a bloke with a name. Last week, all Jane Does. Don't know. Who is it? Who cares? Now I've got enough of the Doe family acting up. There's a bloke in there, and we got him. No one's protecting him.
I think when women do strip down, though, that is the, you know, might be one of the last things before they are properly insane. Whereas a bloke might do it just for a laugh. You know?
Yeah, bloke started insane.
Oi, nude bloke, what's your name? Alex, Alex Williams or whatever his name is. Nice to meet you, mate.
Wipe a hand on the thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman nude, it's a real fuck.
Yeah.
This is a bad
time.
You
take care of this, will you? Adam's from Auburn, Washington. Been through there myself. Not bad, near Tacoma. You got to go there to get to Olympic National Park. Do you go there?
Yeah.
Washington spot. State. Very nice. 101 Highway goes around the whole joint. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Pacific Northwest, I reckon my favourite part of the states.
Real nice.
Beautiful.
Helpfully,
I worked at the summer camp in Oregon.
Yeah, helpfully around that whole area. It's not a peninsula, that whole sort of big chunk on the outside. There's a, on the road, there's all these pull-in bays for slow cars like mine. And if you've got, they had signs up, so I think it was four. You got four cars behind you because you're going up hills a lot. You've got to pull over. It's the law. I didn't test what the fuck they're going to do to me. Yeah. I didn't. But I spent a lot of time in those pulling bays. There'd be every few kilometres, there'd be a solid 10 cars behind me.
Yeah.
Not only I had an old car, but they pushed their cars harder than we do, I think.
I do, yeah. See, I know you don't like the States, but
I loved it.
Appreciate the attitude of get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, no, I don't mind that. Shit. Oh, man, I'm happy to get out of the way. No,
that, to a certain level, is pretty good. Mm. Pretty good way to be.
I could feel the anger boring into the back of my fucking head while I was... My car was labouring up a pass. I think they get to shoot your tyres out or something. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? I don't think I even got out of the car once on that circuit. It was a full day. It would be a full day drive around there. It was cold. I was in shorts. I drive shorts exclusively and it was fucking cold. Even getting petrol, it's shivering.
Like my 5-year-old still brings up when we're on the Gold Coast for a holiday about a year and a half ago.
Mm.
And you pulled up Coolangatta and hopped out of the car with no shoes.
Yeah.
Charlie said, "Wear your shoes, Uncle Heggie." He said, "Don't wear shoes in Queensland."
Yeah.
You'll still occasionally say, "Hey, you have shoes in Queensland?" No, mate.
No one does. I've been on flights to Queensland before I'm in the bastard with shoes because I forgot to take them off in Sydney.
I just love the idea. There's some things I just won't correct him on. I just love the idea that he's getting around in life thinking,
no one wears
Uncle
shoes.
Heggie wears no shoes in Queensland. No one wears shoes in Queensland.
That's how you know an outsider. Taking to all the cockroaches. Once the plane was in flight, Adam became erratic and his behaviour escalated. He then yelled out across the plane to no one in particular, "Where is Jasmine Sanders?" I found her. She's on the internet, Adam. There's a public figure called Jasmine Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a job. Public figure. I know a bloke a bit like that. Mick Cody, public figure.
Comedian. Radio.
No, just public figure.
Actor.
No, just public figure.
TV personality.
Anything. Is there anything he won't do?
No.
a few quotes on Jasmine.
Stump up the cash. I'll see you there.
Jasmine's quite active. "Life won't throw you parties. You have to throw your own," says Jasmine.
Beautiful.
"My pain today is my strength tomorrow."
Fucking just bumper stickers.
Bit of a philosopher and a model by the look of things.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's where we get our philosophy now. The internet's been great for that. One of the top ones is access to the thoughts of models.
Mm.
No other time in history have we managed to get that.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah. What were they thinking?
Just in magazines and shit. Essentially gagged by the media machine. Not anymore. All got voices. Thank goodness. So for a bit of a bonus, this episode, won't go for too long, we're going to pepper in some Jasmine Sanders philosophy.
Beautiful.
It's applicable to all of you. You don't have to get your philosophy from gymnasium walls for a little while you're listening to this, or those, you know, cafes with sandwich boards out the front with philosophy. You should listen to Jasmine Sanders for all situations. Particularly.
Oh, what do you think of the ones with the arrows? It'll be the sandwich board. And there's an arrow pointing left towards the cafe. And it's like, "Good times, great coffee, delicious food."
Yeah.
And then the arrow pointing that, "Yucky, real life."
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I'll probably kick the board over. Turn the arrows into dicks and then kick over the board.
It's got a bunch of people thinking it's windy outside. Yeah, one of those hit the deck.
It's just me horizontal flying at a sandwich board.
Liu Kang, Mortal Kombat, bicycle kick.
6+ million people turn to Jasmine for guidance and support each and every day. 6 million people cannot be wrong.
Wow.
They can, and they fucking are. Adam started arguing with flight attendants after his outburst. But as Jasmine would say, you can't grow with people who don't like how growth looks on you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I'll admit,
I've got a feeling Adam's growth about to be stunted.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a small enough person not to particularly like growths on anyone, least of all myself. It's disgusting. After this, Adams jumped over the other passengers in his row and onto a beverage cart that was in service. So we don't know if it's a missed time or if he's seen the Bevo cart, so I'm getting on that.
Mm.
But as Jasmine would say, I've got 99 problems and I solve every one. I thought maybe Adam's been watching a movie and characters got on a moving cart, like Short Round and Indiana Jones in the mine yep. shaft that time when they were plasticine. So it's like fucking children trying to emulate a stunt. It goes awry.
I still cannot wait for the day for my children to come across WWE.
Oh, they're already doing it, aren't they?
They are, but that's the most amazing thing to me. They haven't seen it.
You think they'll see it and go, I knew it. I knew it.
That's what I think.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do.
It is the same. I'm watching him one lay on the ground and the other one just jump off the top and frog splash him. And I'm like, boys, you've got no idea.
Is it called a frog splash?
The big stage dive one. Yeah. When they move like a frog.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's all bullshit, but they still hurt themselves quite a lot.
They fucking really hurt themselves.
But they're big, so it doesn't matter. Nothing else going on. It's not like the world has been robbed of literature or something when a guy falls off his own crane that he built to his death in the ring. I think we'll be all right. After coming off the beverage cart, he almost landed on a flight attendant and pushed her into a seat, knocking drinks and cups everywhere.
All right.
And that upset him.
Now it's on. Yeah,
it's on. Adam.
Now it's an open bash policy.
Should be. Didn't happen. Bunch of fucking weaklings sitting there just waiting to see what Adam does. Ran down the aisle of the plane just to put that sort of thing behind him. Just run off.
Maybe like an action movie, yeah.
Yeah, he'd just take a seat somewhere else on the plane, open up a broadsheet, put on a hat, and the baddies would walk past him, not knowing what's going on.
Cut two little holes in it.
Yeah.
Watching the crew go past.
I mean, as Jasmine would say, though, I manifest, but I also do the fucking work.
Whoa. Mm. Jasmine. Salty.
You should all go to the gym like I do for many hours per day, and you too could be philosophers like Jasmine. Luckily.
And again, we've spoken about this before. When they take those quotes and then just give it to themselves.
Oh. It's one of my favorite things.
Pain is weakness leaving the body.
Yeah.
Nick Cody.
Yeah, yeah. They've just read it.
Yeah.
Off some other meathead's fucking cap. And there they are. Yeah, I enjoy that. Well, they've got to get it down. Like, I think sometimes, like anyone who steals an idea or something, sometimes they just wake up thinking it's theirs.
Hmm.
So maybe, I don't know. Some of them can't read. So someone said.
But everyone's done fucking stand up bit. And then someone goes, that's like this bit. You go, fuck, I didn't know. You know, I didn't fucking know.
Some people you say that to and they go, yeah, I know, but I think mine's a little bit different, so it's okay.
Red alert. Yeah. But to me, I guess it's the confidence to think, fuck, I'm just coming up with these quotes all day, every day.
There's nothing
in their head to go, maybe they're not.
Well, they don't maybe have friends, they aren't mine. To go, yeah, take it easy, man. If something comes to you that easily, it's probably not yours. Mm. That's my philosophy. It's hard. I don't think of things and be the first, especially now. Everything that everyone's ever thought who's alive now is written down somewhere or recorded audio somewhere on the fucking internet. So, you know, good luck.
Good luck,
Good luck being original. That's why there's so much weird shit. You literally cannot be original doing a set-up punchline joke anymore. So it's just weird shit and it's going to go further. Anyway, we'll see how we go, mate.
Till we get to Japanese game shows.
Yeah.
Fucking now we're talking.
Mate, you'd be hosting a game show before too long, I would think. That can't be too far on the horizon.
If Jim Jeffries is doing it.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Good enough at stand-up, you get rewarded with a mid-afternoon shift game show to fucking idiots.
Mate, we had Grant Denyer on the radio show the other way. I'd never met him in person.
Is he the one who's...
Deal or No Deal host now?
Don't know, but... Oh, yeah, he's still working. There was another one who's in trouble.
No, that's Andrew O'Keefe.
Okay.
No, Grant Denyer's the new host, but I look like a fucking Godzilla next to him.
Oh, he's a little fella, yeah. I've seen him.
5'10 and a half on set. That's almost maximum outside of playing AFL.
Yeah. Built up shoes?
No, I don't think so.
A pair of Julian's on?
No, he just went with it.
Yeah, right. Someone will catch you one day anyway, and they can't sit down forever. You can't be behind a little lectern. A custom lectern on TV forever. Although you probably could. Anyway, luckily there were some Marines on board the plane.
Fuck yeah. Under siege style.
They helped Adam
get KC back Ryback. Yeah.
They helped Adam get back to his seat.
Sure they did.
A bit of sir, yes, sir. We're going to go ahead and take you back to your seat, whether you like it or not, sir, yes, sir. Thank us for our service later. Turned out he didn't like it. But as Jasmine would say, let them be wrong about you. You have nothing to prove. So he didn't have much choice, yeah. Old Adam. He's okay, guys, you got me. Thanks for your service. You're very big.
Not hard to scratch under the surface of these people posting all these things. Mm. You go shit dad or shit X? Which one? Or both?
Both. Generally, yeah.
ABC. Tell me, is it ABC?
Online philosophers don't start out life. They don't start happy as adults. They're not fucking, yeah. Some of us don't need to do it.
At least let us know so then we know why this is happening.
Yeah.
Because it's ABC. They're your options.
He was... It's great to have a laugh about shit dads, isn't it? They've given us so much.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have so much stuff without strip clubs.
UFC.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, yeah. Robert Whittaker, gun Aussie, he was raised by his dad. He's a fucking top bloke. He's a real calm unit.
Yeah.
The ones that are mental are always, good, top dude. The one, you're Sean Strickland
you
types.
You seen inside his house? Any fucking doors still on their hinges? I don't know. Are you there when the fucking doors are shut, if they still shut?
He seems like a well-rounded, chill dude.
Okay. So do
it's
I.
It's the ones that have the bashy dads that get a bit fucking lippy at the press conferences, you know?
Funnily enough, they're in tennis too. They're in fucking tennis dads. Some of the worst. That's how you know someone's a good bloke. They're shit at tennis. Their dad's a good bloke, sorry. Shit at tennis.
Awful. Are you good at tennis?
I can't fucking. Hopeless. Dad was a top bloke.
Thanks, Dad.
He was calm for a bit before jumping up on his seat, at which point he took all his clothes off.
Oh.
Window seat by the sounds of things. Cool. He had to jump over to get to the
middle
seat. I mean, I hope it's an invalid or a really old woman or something because that's. Guy next to me starts doing that, that's bash town.
Yeah.
Well, he's vulnerable. Getting undressed is like being a giraffe getting a drink. easily bashed. But then as Jasmine would say, you've applied enough pressure on yourself, apply some grace.
Oh.
So he was brought under control again. And the pilot decided to divert the plane to Billings, Montana.
Wow.
Been there?
Yeah, I have been to Billings, Montana.
Have you?
Yes.
Fuck, that is remote.
I reckon a frontier flight out of Billings. Yeah.
Oh, you stopped off there for something?
Yeah, we're doing a big massive road trip with an American mate of mine. And we left a car parked in Billings and then flew to Chicago maybe? No, flew to his cousin's wedding in like Wisconsin. And then we drove some fucking weird way up to Chicago, Toronto, Montreal. America. Yeah.
Wow. Man, it's unusual that anyone goes there. It's not a big...
It's close-ish to Yellowstone.
Yeah. It's a bit of Yellowstone in Montana. It's mostly...
Maybe not Yellowstone. Is it Yellowstone?
Yellowstone's got a bit of it.
What's the one that's got Old Faithful, whatever that one is? Is that Yellowstone?
It's Utah, isn't it?
No. Old Faithful, the geyser.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Yellowstone. Actually.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly Wyoming, Yellowstone. A little bit in Montana, but nowhere near Billings.
Well, mate, we drove there after there then.
Yeah.
Good spot.
His status managed to change when he got to Billings.
Status arrested.
That was where I went to my mate and I went to a bar. And I was like, fucking, this is pretty cool, like a cowboy-themed bar.
But it wasn't themed. It was just, yeah.
The bartender stopped me as mate. It's just here. Like, you forget.
Yeah.
You know?
You
look at this Aussie-themed pub.
Yeah.
No, it's just a pub, mate.
Yeah. did it have dollar, different currency on the
wall?
Of course. Whole lot.
Love that shit.
Yeah.
Love it.
Don't ask for credit because refusal may offend.
Mm-hmm.
Saloon doors.
Of course.
All meat menu. Deep fryer, 24 hours per day.
I still remember the chef having a dart while cooking the burgers. Yeah, well, that's a... My apologies.
Cool. I was Dardash in your beef patty.
Yeah. Oh, salt and pepper.
All the hallmarks.
Bit of flaky salt and pepper.
In a beef patty, you wouldn't know unless it's a big chunk of it. Nah. I'll probably we've all eaten cigarette ash.
Haven't lived.
We're still alive. Should get some. As Jasmine would say though, come with me to get my hair done.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's what Jasmine says. Where do you reckon she gets it done?
Oh.
Fucking slowpoke.
Oh. Where?
Stefan's gone, has he?
Oh, fucking.
Stefan. Was I not specific enough? Every time hair gets mentioned.
I've been atrocious on the toy.
Just get Stefan out.
Yeah.
Anytime we mention hair, baldness, hair.
Now I'm playing catch up.
Stefan. He had a lot of hair. Someone pulled the hair. Stefan. Stefan's there, right? In spirit. And, you know. Maybe he'll be there one day.
I must say, I got a lot of messages on Midflight Brawl on the Instagram account.
Yeah, I got a couple
People going, stop with the fucking Stefan. Yeah. Or
worst possible thing to say.
Yeah.
And it sucked in.
And we tricked them by letting Stefan go for a few eps.
Yep.
And they probably think.
So Stefan's, basically,
you know, he's taken that speedboat out to the horizon. No, back he's off. Turned it around, motherfuckers. He's back.
Stefan. Pretty much. If you want your money back. You know, from listening to this for free, then give us a shout out. Billings, Montana. It's only about 120,000 population. And yet, in November 2023, so hot off the presses, in a 13-day period, there were 5 shooting deaths.
Whoa.
All separate. Gangs, parties, unhappy young fellas with guns, whatever. Not a lot going on there. Mm. That's how some people like it, but still fucking, that's violent. Pretty much just fishing, hunting, buck and broncos in Billings. The shooting deaths were unusual. That doubled their toll for the year.
All high noon stuff? Duels?
Double duels. There could be like a, you know, two people can die in a duel, can't they? Or is that just the movies that happens?
Well, I assume if two people are turning around and shooting at the same time.
Even if one's very slightly before the other, second one won't hit its target, will it? I don't know.
Don't know.
We should give it a go.
Let's go out, Goulburn Street or whatever, wherever we are.
Long list of famous alumni, none of whom I knew apart from Apollo 8 astronaut Frank Borman, RIP.
I'll help you with these. There'll be a few footballers in here.
There was heaps. I'm not going to read them out. I haven't got them. I don't care. Lots of footballers.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, not Joe, who's the only Montana I'd know. Astronauts. The astronauts seem to live a long. He lived till 95. Frank
really?
Died last year. They live a long time, don't they?
Mm.
Do you think it's like a good healthcare plan at NASA or environmental?
I think it's to be an astronaut, you have to be so fit that's just going to do.
But a lot of people are fit in their youth and then die.
Well, they're not. There's not fucking 17-year-old astronauts, are they?
Yeah.
They're like in their 40s and they're still real fit.
I reckon that could be the next health craze, zero gravity chambers in people's houses. When they uninstall their saunas and their cold baths, they become putting zero gravity in so I can live to 95. It's a secret. It's a new one.
Well, you told me the reason bullet. You reckon they live so long is because NASA said to them, we'll give you free health care if you don't tell everyone the moon landing was faked.
Yeah.
That's what you told me.
Still sus on it. Particularly sus, actually, on the Indian moon landing. Did you see that?
No.
You talked about this to me. Oh, it looks like I did the animation. Unbelievable. That one from last year.
Wow, I have not seen
it. Phenomenal.
Great.
Really 386 era computer fucking lemonade stand, Mac 2.0 graphics. Phenomenal. Loved it. But anyway, as Jasmine Sanders might say, your assignment is you. Water you.
Did one on their moon landing, did one sort of capsule land on the moon and then another 20 capsules came behind it and they all danced. Is that?
That was the ending. Pretty that it was serious.
I love it. I've caught a bit of Bollywood film on a play. I just turned it on, went half an hour in, don't know what's happening. No captions, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a guess.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Bit of fun.
Oh, a bit of fun.
Having a good time.
How'd you go? Good odds. I like the odds of knowing exactly what's going on and how it's going to
end.
I think Jasmine's talking about how we might treat pot plants when she's saying water you, applying that philosophy to people. Look after yourselves like you would a windowsill plant, maybe not a succulent.
I'm always sus on people that start sharing too many of those in Instagram stories.
Yeah. Look after yourselves, everyone. Yeah. I think people looking after themselves pretty fucking well.
Me.
I reckon selfishness is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
No other time in history has seen people doing stuff more exclusively for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like Monopolis were on it pretty early. Everything's labeled my or I, my desktop, iPhone, my computer, mm-hmm. iPhone. Briefly, everything was preceded with a small e. And then it kicked in. Like I kicked in, didn't it? First word of the majority of selfish people's sentences. I don't think I'd like to get a job. Oh, I need some me time, that sort of thing. Anyway, also from Billings, MO, I'd never heard of him. You will have, because you know every comedian and joke ever uttered. Real name Kevin, Augie Smith.
No idea.
No? Veteran comedian.
No.
A concept more respected in America than here. It's got a real stink about it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Reeks of old people. Yuck. Might as well just stand on stage and piss yourself in Australia. Getting called a veteran comedian. You know, I watched a bit. Not really for me. good on him for giving it a go. He's probably about my age, so I should shut the fuck up because I'll be shifted on to new pastures soon enough. In January 2021.
Oh, no, I've got to tell the kids.
What?
When I leave to do a gig, it's like, you're doing a gig with Uncle Heggie, Dad? Nah, Uncle Heggie's doing gigs at the farm now, boys. He's up at a farm.
Oh, no, not dead. Dead's fine. No,
just comedy about. Dead.
Oh, comedy dead, yeah. Comedy Dead's about my age. I'm very fucking conscious of this, especially if you're not famous doing game shows and shit.
But you started late. Smart.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Well, we'll see. In January 2021, new policy was introduced called the Zero Tolerance Policy for Use Against Unruly Passengers. So, as Jasmine would say, if it costs me my piece, then it's too expensive. In April 2022, the U.S. Department
she's not at peace.
No.
It's posting this shit all fucking day.
She's already paid her piece. So no peace pipes playing in Jasmine's mansion. April 2022, the U.S. Department of Transportation made the policy permanent. Adam faces up to 20 years in jail and a $25,000 fine with this new policy. He could be cooling his heels in Billings County as we speak. As Jasmine would say, you've healed too much not to raise the bar on who has access to you. So she's cutting out all the lowies in her life and only dealing with famous people from now on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what we all want. He pleaded guilty and was given what? What did he get?
Well, set up to 25. He's not going to get 25, but he did do some pretty reckless shit. So he's got to go in the clink for a little while. But it is America. I'm going to say 10 months and a $5,000 fine.
No, he got probation and a fine. 3 years probation, order to pay the airline $14,500 in restitution. That's quite a lot. Different outcome to last week's nudists.
Yeah,
still. I think it's high time we address the balance there. That is, those ones got taken to a medical facility and checked out.
Yeah.
And told to take it easy. Adam's probably got an ankle bracelet. He's 14K out of pocket. Just don't think we're taking female nudity as seriously as we should do in these modern times, troubled times. It's same as like nudist beaches. Any of the youth list.
To be fair though, I think, and this sounds bad because it's 2024 and everything.
So be careful here.
A woman stripping down in public is up there with just a man by himself crying. You go, next step is a massacre.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Some of you will be like, a man can't cry, blah, blah, blah. But a man just by himself crying, you go, whore.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm not asking if he's all right. I'm not laughing. I'll save that for later. I'll tell you that much.
That's a woman stripping, I think, is the equivalent. Like, whoa, Jesus. No one film it. Someone just get around him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Oh.
Time out. Like public solo crying. Not internet crying. Yeah. Heaps of people do that. But
oh, yeah. Like that's a usually public... on your own to, to billions. But yeah, it's oh, no, it's grim. Nudity is weird. Like nudist beaches for any young people listening. Don't do it. Like it's not whatever you're thinking, it's not that. I've stumbled onto one before. It's a fucking bad time.
Yeah.
There's not the sort of people you're thinking there.
No.
It is not the internet. It's bad. It's bad news. And it's mostly blokes.
The internet on sand. Yeah.
It's mostly blokes.
Yeah.
And they're not fucking right.
Well, at the back of Swanbourne in WA, the SAS base, there's a nude beach. And they always send the young guys out. The youngest one, you go, you've got to clear these blokes off the beach.
Yeah. Because they're going to go blow shit.
Yeah.
They're
going to blow shit up and shoot stuff.
Oh, right.
A lot of times people getting frisky, so they just send the youngest bloke out, go clear this off.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, right. Oh, right. Like the nudists I've stumbled on, there's some in Sydney, and I didn't mean to. We just walked down there and it's, oh, hang on. I don't think it's a rooting sort of beach. It's just people just cruising around.
Yeah.
Getting the sun. Don't know. I wouldn't do it in public.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
In Australia too. Like the burn.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to present at the doctors with sunstroke in certain areas. Although people go to doctors with all sorts of shit, whatever.
No, I read other day how Bob Marley died. He had a melanoma on the bottom of his foot.
Oh, that's unlucky.
Fuck. Rough.
Very unlucky. Was he fucking wasted like Barnaby? His feet up in the air. Sun came up.
And they just said, it's that occasional fucking
you get one.
Unlucky.
How far up your bum can a melanoma get? Like how, you wouldn't know. Oh, do you reckon, would you know?
He didn't want his toe chopped off because it would affect his playing music.
Right. So there was a chance to.
Yeah, and he went with some other stuff instead.
What was that?
I forget the other.
Am I guessing it right? What I think he's gone for medicinally?
No, no, I think he was doing that anyway. I forget what he opted with. And then by the time it's like, actually, I should, it was too late.
Yeah.
Because it turns out dying from cancer is also will affect your music playing abilities.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind Marley, but there's a lot of his fans are hard to warm up to.
Yeah.
Whoa. Real attracts a certain type.
Yeah.
And they've no woman, no cry types doing sing alongs and stuff. I don't know if he's a creep, but some of the people who can sing his songs on beaches, they
solo.
Are. Yeah. I don't think he'd enjoy that's what they are. Was he a good bloke? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a new biopic about him. They tend to gloss over some of the details. So don't watch it and get an idea of that. But I don't know.
It was like the Elvis one was a certain thing, and I haven't seen it, but my wife went and saw Priscilla about Priscilla Presley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Elvis's estate were like, we're not signing off on that because in that it's like she's 14, like she was.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you mean not signing off on it? She's fucking
not signing off on whatever they wanted.
What do you?
For the film. Like, can we use certain things in this film?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I just tell whoever's a perpetrator, go fuck themselves. I'm making this film.
Yeah.
How would they know about it till it's out?
Hmm.
Guy's pedo. Done. Here we are. Try to change history if you want. That's how it was. Anyway, we'll end on a quote from an internet user. Oh, quote from Jasmine, obviously, but from an internet user, Tom. He's taken to the net to express what we're all thinking. He said, "Fun is now illegal?" This world needs a new direction, and sometime very soon. So that's some food for thought. But as Jasmine would say, follow me on Snap.
She's at peace.
Always fucking closing. It's not all philosophy.
Yeah.
There's also some closing to be done.
That's why a lot of people give his style shit, being online too much, Bert Kreischer. But Bert's like, I film everything and I just drink and party and I'm having a good time. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Do I do too much online? Yes. Like I prefer that than the like mindfulness.
Oh, yeah.
Mindfulness people online. Yeah. I mean, 24 hours a day. You know.
I don't watch Bert Kreischer, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
He's a nice dude. But whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have to fucking watch it.
Filming breathwork?
Yeah. That's way more offensive and should be bashed.
Anyway. All right. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in, or if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for that. Midflightbrawl.com for tickets for our upcoming live shows. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl for all the extras and bonus stuff and support us here at MFBHQ so you can keep this stuff going.
Yeah, man.
Heggie's on tour with Grogan.
Yeah.
LukeHeggie.com. Boom. Get around him. See you, legends. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.